12-year-old Alonia Wilson says keeping the prison visiting schedule the same is very important to her.
Why would you take that away from our time to see our mothers, fathers, brothers, or sisters? We should not be punished. They did a crime, not us. Visitation is something I look forward to every week, and I know every kid like me feels this way. If visitation was gone, it might lead us in the wrong direction. Also, without visitation, it could lead to depression from the lack of seeing our loved ones.
She says she does not understand why the Florida Department of Corrections has to make any changes, and neither do her fellow classmates.
I surveyed my sixth grade class, who knows little about this topic, and everyone thought visitation should stay put. One of the students in my class said, "It's disappointing to hear. Don't they understand you didn't commit a crime?" My fellow student said that, who is 12 years old. How do they understand that? Do you want us to suffer? Do you want us to become angry and start protest? Do you want to try something that failed in another state? That could erupt chaos.
Wilson, along with many others, testified at part two of a public hearing to consider making changes to prison visitation rules. An initial rule change would have limited visitation to correctional facilities to essentially two per month for a minimum of 2 hours, and that may have depended on the inmate's number within the prison system. Today, you can visit every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. But now a new proposed rule would break up the visitations into three designations: standard, modified, and emergency. Standard is what's currently in place. Modified is based on every other weekend based on inmate misconduct or contraband brought into the facilities. The last is for emergency situations like hurricanes. Richard Comerford is the Assistant Deputy Secretary of Institutions for the Florida Department of Corrections.
Once this rule is implemented, we will designate those facilities that will be on standard visitation or modified visitation. When that is done, there will be an advance notice. It won't be like next weekend, you can't visit. There'll be a posting on our DC website as well as the institutional website to designate what these institutions' visitation schedules are.
Nothing is in place yet, since the department is required to, by law, to go over the transcript of the public hearing before implementing the rule, and officials will have to comb through hours of testimony at the hearing. Some opposed to the rule actually traveled hours to get to the hearing, but Doreen Hoban traveled the furthest. She's from Ireland.
I have traveled over 4,000 miles from Ireland in order to be able to spend a couple of hours every weekend with my partner. I have left behind my family, my friends, and my whole life for those visits. I drive for hours at the weekend, I stay at the hotels, and I say nothing as week after week visitation starts late. I gave up everything for those couple of hours. They are my whole week. I would never do anything to jeopardize those visits. Why then are you putting such little importance to something I gave up so much for?
Corrections officials have said the rule changes because of an increase in contraband brought in by visitors and staffing shortages, but Hoban takes issue with that.
If there is such a shortage of staff, then why was there 6 to 7 officers sitting around chatting during last week's visitation? I would also like to know why the focus on fighting contraband is being targeted at visitors. Last weekend, I witnessed a correction officer being escorted out of the prison to be arrested. Actually, because of this, I also lost visitation time. Your staff, your own staff, are introducing contraband into your own prisons. Now, that is a fundamental issue.
And Mallory Neighbor agrees. She was a correctional officer for 7 years, serving in several different capacities. She also has a family member in prison.
I haven't caught many visitors bringing in contraband, but I have seen many staff members let go for introduction of contraband. In regards to staffing issues, if prisons weren't so toxic and stressful to work in, maybe you could keep the ones you have and properly train them to treat inmates like humans versus cows. And almost eliminating visitation is not the answer.
Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones has acknowledged that contraband is a problem among the staff, even asking lawmakers during this past legislative session to allow for more X-ray machines to search body cavities for contraband.
More X-ray machines and increases our ability to look not like a TSA-type machine, but inside body cavities in order to look for contraband that has been placed there to try to come into them. And we're also increasing searches for our own staff.
Meanwhile, a lot of people also accused the Florida Department of Corrections of making these changes to open the door to exclusive video visitation, which charges participants money. But the prison agency maintains it's just an additional tool to weekend visitation. Still, while all opposed the visitation rule change, some did express their support that this wasn't the same rule as the more controversial change initially scheduled to be implemented in April. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sasha Cordner.